I'm all about that fuss-free glam. Give me makeup that's versatile and feels like air on my skin and has ingredients that love my face, that's good for my face. You know, clean ingredients. And don't even get me started on mascaras because I do want them bold and lengthening. And so we have Thrive Cosmetics, which I've been using since 2020, obviously because I appreciate their foolproof products that make it really easy to apply for any skill level. And they have a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look, but also they give back. Every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive, hence why it's Thrive Cosmetics, C-A-U-S-E, Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty skincare are not just makeup brands, they're a whole vibe. They're all about empowering us to rock our confidence, and when you support them, we are helping other communities thrive. Their stuff is not only easy to use, but no nasties, zero parabens, sulfites, phthalates. They are 100% vegan and cruelty-free. Let's talk lashes. Thanks to Thrive's liquid lash extensions, I must say that my lashes are just so beautiful and lush. It adds length, there are no clumps, and also guess what? It slides right off with warm water, so no raccoon eyes here. And I appreciate they have nourishing ingredients that support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And it's a unique formula they use that creates these tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. We've had problems in the past with the link, but the link does work now. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments, so I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today.
And so early on, Raquel, I had something to prove to them. And then I moved to needing to prove it to me. And then I graduated to need not to prove to anybody.
Yes.
And so your life is an ascension, you know, it's a constant ascension. And guess what? You can ascend and then digress because circumstances, a relationship gone bad, family issues, the transition or death of someone you love, it can cause you to ascend and then to have a, and to fall back. That's okay. That's why you have your bounce back muscles.
Yeah.
That's why you have your get back up muscles.
Yes. Now let the magic begin. Hello, Soul Tribe. It's Raquel, and I hope you're planning your Monday night full moon celebration. Happy full moon. And in fact, this is indeed a moon that I recommend practicing some manifesting around with a specific intention of abundance. It's the strawberry moon, or also known as a rose moon, which apparently is now moving into Sagittarius. And I'm not an astrologer, an astrology expert by any means, obviously super into it, as in, well, super interested in it. But from what I've received and learned from others is that if we tune in tonight, we may feel, and probably the next day, I feel like the full moon's effects can trickle a bit for a couple days. We may feel a greater sense of abundance and happiness for the next 2 weeks. Yes, like 14 days of pure happiness and bliss. Just kidding, I don't know. Of course, we're human, things are gonna come up, but I guess more abundance and happiness. And for whatever reason, we're expected to have more moments of feeling more lively and optimistic about life, which ultimately helps us rein in abundance on many things in all areas of our life. So I welcome it. I fully welcome this. I fully welcome an abundance of love from friends and family, an abundance of opportunities, and good health and energy and inspired creative ideas and focus and more moolah and connection with you guys, actually. That would be really nice to finally gather, right? I mean, I feel like we should finally gather together, your own magic village. So I love that this idea is coming up as I'm speaking to you right now during this intro. So now I need to go find a way to make that happen. Anyway, so for the next 2 weeks, to really dance with this moon, this strawberry moon, and I'd love for you to dance with this energy, this uplift, happy, abundant energy, and I'd love for you to dance with me. And hey, if it's true, if what I was told was true, that we'll be experiencing this for the next 2 weeks, well, amazing. Let's check in. I'm totally open to this. And if it's not true, but for whatever reason, it's not the most optimistic 2 weeks, well, that person lied. Just kidding. No, I like to be open and optimistic to think that really there's so much abundance that can be manifested in 2 weeks. And yeah, I'm feeling connected. I'm feeling happy. Anyway, speaking of abundance, this is honestly the perfect podcast for me to post on a full moon, as honestly, just listening to any words from the voice of Lisa Nichols can up-level our vibrations because, well, Lisa knows. She gets it. She has been dancing with the moons in the universe and creating her reality for decades. I don't know if she does full moon rituals or anything, but I know that she knows how to dance with the universe, and she's been doing this for decades, creating her reality for decades before the world started waking up. I mean, Lisa navigated her way from poverty and feeling hopeless, totally hopeless, to reigning in abundance and feeling all her worth and her love for herself and for everyone else, becoming this globally known, life-changing, motivating, phenomenal woman with a capital W that she is today. And are you familiar with The Secret? The movie The Secret? You know, that film that began opening the eyes to the masses that perhaps, you know, there's another universal law out there besides gravity that actually uplifts us and allows us to attract whatever we desire into our lives. And the movie that really did introduce the masses to the law of attraction. So now it's not only a widely accepted and celebrated law, but also very tried and true, as we all now have been asking, believing, and receiving. Right? Right? I hope so. I was actually introduced to The Secret in 2006 when it first came out in my PE class. Yeah, PE. I said PE, physical education. which I'm pretty sure sitting on your butt and watching a movie is not the most physically demanding. But it definitely stimulated my mind and my soul. I was at this new charter art film high school that year in 2006, and the PE teacher, let's just say she wasn't the most physically active, you know, so she had us watch some films, and this was one of them, and she had us watch this one not one but two times, and then I, of course, my soul, everything was perked, and just, I remember feeling a total shift within. And I had to know more. So I binged watched it for at least 36 times, had it memorized, ditched my friends all the time just to watch this movie or study more about this subject. And yeah, so my journey began. And then I did fall off the track for a few years when some things occurred in my life, but I found my way back, and that's what's important. So that's why this particular episode was kind of a big deal for me, because Lisa is one of the stars of the movie and she is here to share beyond that message. I mean, of course she shares a secret, but then there's more than just asking and it will come. I mean, there's so much more to that. As if you've listened to other episodes on this podcast, you are probably well aware of. We talk a lot about manifesting here. And so, to my surprise and delight, I felt honestly a very strong bond with her, like an auntie bond. She's my auntie or something. Super soulfully connected as we chatted, and I love when the energy just vibes that way in podcasts that you never ever know. And I know this intro is long, but keep listening because I have a very special treat to share with you in a bit. But yeah, so if you haven't watched The Secret or you're not familiar with Lisa Nichols, well, this phenomenal woman, who seems to be one of Oprah's favorite people, no big deal, has 7 best-selling books that are floating out there and is one of the world's most requested motivational speakers. She's totally designed this life. And now she's also the founder and CEO of Motivating the Masses Incorporated. And her global platform has reached and served nearly 30 million people. Yeah. 30 million. You'll hear her story as a struggling single mom, then rising to become the soulful millionaire entrepreneur that she is today. And also, Lisa's made appearances on Oprah, Today Show, Dr. Phil, Wendy Williams, Steve Harvey, Larry King, yada yada, so many, you name it, she's probably been on it. That's just to name a few. So, Soul Tribe. This conversation is honestly such an honor for me to share with you, and I really hope that you take note and perhaps even re-listen to this. I mean, you don't have to re-listen to this intro part, but definitely re-listen to the Lisa part many times over to really soak in, because we only chatted for about 30 minutes, but in that 30 minutes, I realized Lisa pretty much covered everything that we need to know to take on. And so if you apply what she says, so many magical things will, I promise you, will happen. And I can't forget to mention, I'll be at Lisa's event this November, in which she'll bring up at the tail end of this episode. And so if you're interested in going to a Lisa Nichols event, I would love to hang out with you there. And by the way, I'm not getting paid by any means to share this, but I do think that if I go and you go, we should meet up 100%. And this event is for her Speak and Write to Make Millions event, and it's happening fall 2019. So if you want to be the first to know when the cart opens up for people to get tickets, well, I have a link in the show notes, or just go to speakandwriteworkshop.com. And that should give you access to her insiders only super early bird pricing, and we can hang out there. And now I want to thank Yomi Review of the Week, Sophia. And Sophia writes, one of my favorite medicines. I discovered Yom from following Allie on Instagram and remember when her and Raquel first posted they were starting a podcast. There are so many amazing podcasts out there to choose from, and this one has called my soul from the very beginning. I wholeheartedly credit a part of my spiritual awakening to Allie and Raquel and have been exposed to so many healing practices that I incorporate into my daily now, like meditation, Lacey Phillips to be magnetic, journaling and writing, crystals, and so much more. I love the way Raquel introduces us to new topics and healers, and through this last year and a half, I always find myself coming back to Yom to listen to new insights. Yom has helped me through rock bottoms and has helped me see the value in loving myself through it all. Thank you so much, Raquel. I see your soul and love ya! With like that cute emoji that has three hearts, you know that new one? It's so cute. Anyways, Sophia, I love you! Oh my gosh, thank you so much for sending this in. That actually, it's one of those things that, you know, it's nice to hear. Though you know you are putting stuff out there to hopefully influence people, you know, you have those moments where things in life can get in the way and you're not thinking about the greater picture of it all. And then it's literally these little notes like this from you, Sophia, that just, man, really make my world. And I know that sounds so trite to say, but it's so true. I don't know how else to explain it. But this review meant the world to me, and I'm so happy to introduce you to so many different spiritual modalities. You guys actually helped me through some rock bottoms, so I appreciate that, and I appreciate everybody that has been. I know the podcast ocean is expanding like crazy, like wildfire, and so for those that still listen to this, like, I am forever, forever thankful. Feel free to reach out. And thank you again so much, Sophia. And also thank you to Skillshare, who is one of the sponsors for this episode. I'd love to challenge you. I really think it's smart to challenge ourselves to dedicate time for 1 week to 1 month to try something new. Skillshare is gifting the Soul Tribe 2 months for free, so absolutely no cost, when you go to skillshare.com/your own magic. And yeah, if you don't know what Skillshare is, it has over 25,000 courses in many different fields, such as you can learn how to create a website using their web design courses, or you can learn how to take badass photos on Instagram or for your portfolio. They have a lot of painting courses, writing courses, podcasting, I believe, too, and in starting your own business. And who knows, maybe you'll find a new passion in the process. I mean, it doesn't hurt to try because it's free. It's free for 2 months. So just go to skillshare.com/your own magic. That's skillshare.com/your own magic. And now, I believe it is time to let the magic begin with Lisa Nichols. It's so amazing to hear your voice.
Thank you so much. Well, I apologize. Apparently my Chrome application is outdated, and I'm not surprised as I live on my iPad Pro as I'm running all around the world. So my desktop is actually used the least amount. So Johnny is going to so wonderfully at some point come over and update my desktop goodies.
Look at you using an iPad everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. It's living the laptop life, but living the iPad life.
Also, I'm thankful for Johnny. He definitely, I never feel nervous before an interview, but for whatever reason, well, for this one, I had at least one or three butterflies fluttering around, and Johnny totally alleviated them. So thank you, Johnny.
he does the same for me, believe it or not. I have my own stack of butterflies, bats, and
bats,
making sure that I am where I'm supposed to be. And Johnny and I have agreed that I absolutely require an escort and or a chaperone at times to help me get through all of the navigations that my life comes with. So, Johnny, we both appreciate you
so much. And you would deserve a chaperone. Mm-hmm. By the way, I have to let you know that I discovered you when I was in high school about 13 years ago, because I binged the movie, The Secret, about every night. I've seen it at least 40 times, which I'm sure you've heard a million times. But then later on, down the road, let's fast forward to about 8 years later, I realized you were doing speeches all around the world. And I'm like, this is Lisa from The Secret. And so I started listening to pretty much all your speeches. And you just have shared so many nuggets that actually hit my soul and give me the greatest truth bombs. So this is truly such an honor. Thank you, Lisa.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. That means a lot to me. I when I did The Secret, my prayer was that it wasn't just a moment, that it was something that can feed people for an extended period of time. And to hear you, you know, there are a lot of things that folks binge on in life, and to binge on that type of conversation and that type of mindset, it really says a lot to who you are. And to do it at that time in your life, I think you could not have fed yourself something anything better than that. And I'm not saying that because I was in it. I'm saying it because it gives you the tool. That piece of work gives you the tool to really understand that you, Raquel, are sitting in the driver's seat of your own destiny. And I wish I would have known that. I wish at 19, I wish at 21, that I had stumbled on something that had given me the awareness that I was the designer of my destiny. So I'm happy for you. I'm always really happy when, you know, you're young enough to be a niece for me. And I'm always happy when someone your age opens up to that possibility in the space and the age and the developmental cycle that you're in, because I always say I'm grateful for my journey. And I wish I would have stumbled on something like this earlier, just like you did. So very exciting to hear.
Well, your prayer for The Secret was definitely answered, but then you continue to, honestly, the reason why it resonates with me is because you share timeless wisdom and timeless truths, to be honest. And also, it's interesting you say that you wish that you had known about this at 21, but you, Lisa, your story of what you have been through has made you this beautiful, blossoming woman you are today, overcoming a scarce mindset and living this lifestyle and creating and designing this abundant life that you're living today. But if you were to have been planted the seed as a child and it would almost seem like it came to you, but you show that we all have this inner strength. Yeah. And we're all able to do it. In fact, I would love for people to hear your inspiring story.
Well, you know, thank you so much for that. You know, I all through school, I felt challenged. I didn't quite understand why I didn't grasp things as fast as everyone else, or it felt like I wasn't grasping them as fast as everyone else. I was a C student. I say a C+ student all through school. And I found out when I was 25 that I was functionally dyslexic, which was the reason why I struggled. I knew something was off. I couldn't quite articulate and explain to other people what was off, but it would take me on average 3 months, sometimes even longer, to finish one book because I had a hard time reading in the linear direction. I didn't know that. When my son was born, Jelani, I was 28. And most people don't know how old I was when I had him, but I wasn't, you know, in my early 20s. I was 28, but I was still trying to figure out life. I was still trying to figure out my contribution. I got fired from 5 different jobs in my 20s. And I thought that that was the norm. I didn't even know that that was excessive. I always tell people I figured out what I was good at by first finding out what I really sucked at. So when I had my son, I hit a rock bottom, what people would call a rock bottom, and definitely what I called one of my rock bottoms, in that I had to go get on government assistance. And that was really hard for me because I had a job since I was 14 years old. And I was just in between jobs. I needed medical assistance, of course, to have my child. And I had to get on government assistance and I had to get WIC, women, infant, and children, free cheese, free butter, free pasta, free milk. And it was, I struggled with two things. I felt very ashamed that I needed to have the food assistance, and I felt very grateful that there was food assistance for me to tap into. When Jelani was 8 months old, I'd run out of Pampers, and my rock bottom came when I went to get $20 out the ATM, only to find out that I only had $11.42 in. And that was a moment when I had to wrap him in a towel for 2 days, a number of towels. And I remember him sitting, laying on his back on the couch to my right. And I had my hand on his belly. And throughout the course of 2 days, I just kept asking, how did I get here? How did I get here? This place, this physical, financial, emotional space that I'm in right now does not match who I know myself to be. Like, everything in me said that I was a go-getter, said that I had that word that people kept telling me, potential. You know, everything in me, I was a star athlete. I was a leader in high school. Like, I would always rise to the top whenever I did something around leadership, group organization, communication. But somehow, I didn't know how to apply that. And I sat in Inglewood, California on Arborvitae Avenue, you know, looking down at my 8-month-old baby with a towel wrapped around him, broke and broken, and tears just streamed down my face. And I just looked at my baby, who I knew couldn't understand me. And I said, Jelani, don't worry. Mommy will never be here again. Mommy will never be this broke. Mommy will never be this broken again. I don't know how I'm gonna get us out of this, but you will not grow up in this chaos that you're in right now. And thank God you don't even know what's happening right now. But by the time you could tell what's happening, this will not be happening. And I remember saying that. I remember, Raquel, like it were yesterday. And it didn't change overnight. Like, you know, there was no angels singing. No, the ceiling didn't open up. The choir didn't start singing. You know, it wasn't like one of those moments in a movie. It was still 10 long, hard years of creating and getting the courage. And that was 28, 29 when that happened. I finally got the courage to tap into my dream when I was about 33. I had the courage to start saving money and writing myself a check. I did that for 3.5-4 years. I then started practicing speaking, but I was too scared to really talk to anybody, so I would only do my speeches to my grandmother.
Wow.
Yeah, I only shared my speeches with my grandmother for like the first 3 years, and my grandmother said, baby, now what is this thing that you want to be? I said, a motivational speaker, grandma. She said, and what do they do? Because at that time, there was no such thing. There was no such thing as a motivational speaker.
Right.
She said, now what is it that they do, sweetheart? I said, well, grandma, they motivate people and they make people feel good. She said, how many people do you want to motivate? I said, a lot, lots of people, grandma. She said, well, if you want to motivate people and a lot of people, baby, don't you think you need to share your speeches with somebody other than grandma? And that's when I started talking to people. And one thing just, you know, led, pushed, or I forced another. And I was just non-negotiable, Raquel. I fail many times, but please, when people see me on YouTube, they don't see my fall.
Yeah.
You know, but if you check my knees and you check my back and you check my shoulders, you'll see, not physically, but there are metaphorically some bruises there. The difference is I got knocked down 159 times, but I never wondered, Raquel, if I couldn't get up. That's the difference.
And look at you now, standing on both of your feet. And you are one of my most inspiring teachers. not only your gift of motivational speaking, which you're thriving in as you have moving articulation with everything you share, but you also, I can just feel as I look in your eyes in these speeches, like how raw and real you really are, and that you don't shy away from telling your story because you recognize that all of us have this piece where we feel broken and all of us feel like we're falling and many of us have these bruises on our backs too. Yet you broke free. You broke free and you broke these limiting beliefs that most people just think is impossible to break free from. You're amazing. And so how can we break free from our limiting beliefs and own our story and step into our power and our worth and move others if that's what we intend to do?
First of all, thank you for that acknowledgement. I appreciate that, those kind words and that recognition of who I daily choose to show up to be.
Yeah.
So I think what's really important is to recognize that limiting negative chatter, it is as consistent as the breath that we breathe. Like when you breathe a breath, it's as consistent as if you plant a seed, water, give it sun, something's going to grow. Negative chatter is that way. So to recognize that we all have it, and a victorious life isn't necessarily a life without negative chatter, negative self-talk. A victorious life, a prosperous life, an abundant life is a life where you recognize the chatter and you minimize it into the nothingness that it always was. It's when you recognize the chatter and then you give yourself a new conversation to counterbalance that or to eliminate that. It's when you can embrace your imperfections. I might have negative self-talk. I might be defensive some days. Some days be a little oversensitive. I might be a little too selfless, and I give too much of myself without preserving some for me. I might, like, all the things that makes us human, and to recognize that we dance in this delicious dance of humanity, and to go, oh, it is my imperfections that makes me perfect for this assignment on my life. It's the imperfections that allows me to tap into my humanity, that allows me to tap into someone else's humanity. I think one of the first ways to step into your greatness is to embrace all of you, all 360 of you, to give no excuses to it, to not try to dodge it, to not try to outrun it, to not try to lie about it, to not try to just, what you see is what you get. And I'm always working on what you're getting. And I'll say that again, because it's really important. What you see is what you get. And I'm always working on what you're getting. I'm working on me to make me the best version of myself today. If you can, when you are willing to be radically sold out on creating the next best version of yourself, so that every time someone experiences you, they experience the next best version of you. But so that first you experience the next best version of you. So early in my launch, early in my life turnaround, I had something to prove to other people. No one had seen me successful. They just kept telling me I had potential. And then there were those who would just pray for me and hope like heck that I survived my environment, I survived my own insecurities. And so early on, Raquel, I had something to prove to them.
Mm.
And then I moved to needing to prove it to me. And then I graduated to need not to prove to anybody.
Yes.
And so your life is an ascension, you know, it's a constant ascension. And guess what? You can ascend and then digress, because circumstances, a relationship gone bad, family issues, the transition or death of someone you love, it can cause you to ascend and then to have and to fall back. That's okay. That's why you have your bounce back muscles.
Yeah.
That's why you have your get back up muscles.
Yes. Something free for you, free for 2 whole months when you go to skillshare.com/your own magic, a new URL to get 2 months for free with Skillshare. I'm so thankful for the sponsor and that they are continuing to gift us an even better deal. Like, what? And it's because Millions of students have been using Skillshare to expand their human self in many different skills. They have an array of skills to help us along our journey for a more abundant 2019. Skillshare has over 25,000 online courses now, from creative courses like writing or poetry, photography, drawing, animated illustration, all kinds of illustration, video editing, other kinds of editing, probably podcast editing, culinary, and even tips for your business, from social media marketing and freelance guidance and management and so much more. Oh, I can't forget to mention also tech classes like gaming development or app development, and lifestyle classes like health and wellness and language. Just an abundance of courses for free for 2 entire months. Join me in their self-publishing class. That's the new one I'm taking, but I've taken a couple of their creative writing courses and an entrepreneur course and a productivity one. Who knows? I'm also kind of curious about singing. I might try the singing course just too, since the universe knows that that is not my forte at all. It might not be a gift, but I can learn a new skill. Anyways, go to Skillshare.com/your own magic for your free 2 whole months. That's Skillshare.com/your own magic. And we can stop giving others permission to judge us. It holds us back in some way. And then when we dance in this delicious dance that you were talking about of being an imperfect human, I see that that is like the one step to finally manifesting so much greatness, all of your greatness, all the abundance, more than just finances, all the abundance to you. And I'm curious, what are some commonalities of great manifestors and abundant thinkers, since this is something you have a bit of knowledge on?
Abundant thinkers, you know, we think from our highest level of consciousness. So a true abundant thinker, they think for things that don't just give them personal gain. Their thoughts actually add value to society. Mm. Their thoughts are inclusive of the greater good for everyone else and the greater good for myself. It's not self-sacrificing to the degree of personal pain, where you're the martyr that helps everyone else while you secretly suffer. That's not an abundant thinker. That looks wonderful, but it doesn't feel good to the person serving. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I lived in that space for years, where I would serve from my empty cup, from my bone dry cup, thinking that that was the best way to be. An abundant thinker, an abundant, you know, mindset is a mindset that says, I am willing to serve the highest good that I can for the world around me, while recognizing that self-care is not selfish, that I am willing to say yes as much as I need to say yes. But what makes my yes valuable is the fact that I own, recognize, and also am willing to use my no. Mm-hmm. That's the highest level of abundant thinking. Abundant thinkers, they think long-term.
Yeah.
When people are living in scarcity and lack, they think month to month. Abundant thinkers are thinking 3, 5, 10 years out and allowing that strategy, my 5-year me, the 5-year thing that I have for myself and what I have for my contribution in the world, we reverse engineer and we make a strategy of what should we be doing today to make that 5-year plan come true.
That is so true.
Yeah. Yeah. And abundant thinkers don't spend dollar time on penny tasks. Abundant thinkers are saying, what's the HVA for me? What's the highest value activity? What's the HVA for me? What's the HVA for Johnny? What's the HVA for Raquel? What's the HVA for my son? What's the HVA? So abundant thinkers are always saying, what's the highest value activity that you should be doing right now that brings the highest value result to you and those around you? So we don't spend dollar time on penny tasks. And that's not to take away from the penny task, because the penny task is someone else's dollar task.
Why the hell, Raquel, would you add mushrooms to your coffee? says some of the many people I know who are not, well, avid podcast listeners and just not aware of the long list of benefits mushroom mixes add to your coffee without disrupting the taste, of course, may I add? Yeah, no, your coffee will not taste like mushrooms, but when you add four sigmatic mixes, and pretty much any mix you desire, it will prevent you from the awful crashes and jitters and digestive issues and whatever harmful things 2019 is headlining about your coffee these days. So, I'm religious about adding mushrooms to my coffee or tea. You know, you can't leave out the tea drinkers because it really does help support digestion and stress management and cortisol levels. And also, certain kinds have their own unique benefits, like cordyceps, for example, are great for a pre-workout as it is shown to support endurance and stamina. And then you got chaga, which has an insane amount of antioxidant properties that support immune function. They're great for people who are always around people, you know? And then my personal favorite, lion's mane, which is the brain's best friend for cognitive function and creativity. And Buddhist monks use lion's mane mushrooms to enhance their focus. I'm sure that they probably don't put it in their coffee, probably not, but still, add it to your coffee and you're extra wise. So in truth, one of the smartest things I do for my body is adding four sigmatic mushroom elixirs to my coffee. And not to mention, I'm pretty into their skincare mushroom beauty mixes. Like, honestly, who would have thought that mushrooms made the skin dewier and more youthful? That is something that when you turn 28, it does kind of start to come to mind. And I'm feeling good, not gonna lie. I feel like I look good. Ooh, and I have to add, you must try their mushroom matcha latte. I'm just saying, just trust me, it's really good. Stop spending $5 or $6 on one that doesn't have as many health benefits and maybe empty sugar and syrups at the coffee shops. And then just try Four Sigmatics. It's so good. It comes in a little packet. You can do it at home. So Four Sigmatic is continuing to gift the Soul Tribe a 15% discount. Click on the link in the show notes or go to foursigmatic.com/Soul Tribe. That's foursigmatic.com/Soul Tribe and enter the discount code Soul Tribe. One word, no spaces. Soul Tribe for 15% off your magical coffee, beauty, and mushroom elixir order. Soul good. I'm so glad you said this. And don't you wish, I mean, not you, but anyone listening, wish that there are certain things you wish that you were doing today that you realize you thought about maybe 2 years ago and you could be maybe living today, but because you didn't take those little risks and those little tasks and those little steps, it's not where it is today. But imagine where you could be in 2 years from now.
Absolutely. I think, you know, and the best thing to do is to go out 2 years from now and reverse engineer what you should be doing today to make that happen. Mm-hmm. One of the errors that people make is that they try to make their day-to-day actions lead into something great. And they're kind of hoping that it's going to do it. And I say, you're not in Vegas, don't gamble. And even if you are in Vegas, don't gamble with your dreams. Go out 2 years, go out 3 years, write down in clear detail where you want to be and what you want to be doing spiritually, financially, physically and health-wise, and relationship-wise, romantic, family, friends, siblings, colleagues, community. Write down all of those things and exactly how you want to be in vivid detail, and then reverse engineer back to today, and then just follow the breadcrumbs, follow the map, follow the GPS system. It's just like when you get in a car, Raquel, and you want to go from where you are to Brooklyn, New York. You don't just start driving east. You go, hold on, let's see where the pinpoint is on the address that we want to go to in Brooklyn, New York, and then let's reverse engineer to the path we need to take to get there. We do it every time we get in a car. Mm. We just don't do it in our life. And so I say, as an abundant thinker, do that in your life as well. And then the other thing, abundant thinkers, truly an abundant life individuals do, is we speak to inspire, not to impress.
Ooh, that hit. That is good. And amen to all that. That's truly the magic That's the secret. Yeah. That's the one thing that honestly, I thought The Secret was lacking, was the importance of taking action.
Absolutely.
Creating those little breadcrumbs, but inspired action. So what is inspired action versus regular action, and how important is it to do that to create massive abundance?
Absolutely. First of all, you know, I agree with you. The Secret did not get to action. They spent 51 minutes on mindset.
Yeah.
And if there were ever a Secret sequel, it would be all about action. So mm-hmm. I think I spent the next 5 years traveling all over the globe just talking about action. And whenever someone wanted me to talk about The Secret, I spent 5 minutes on The Secret concept, ask, believe, receive. And then I spent the other 55 minutes of my message talking about the action that you need to take to make it happen.
Yes. Your speeches are The Secret part two.
Yeah. right. Absolutely. And so when you look at what action steps that people should take to truly draw abundance to themselves, number one, and I'm very succinct. I'm a coach. And when I say I'm a coach, I'm not just a theory coach talking concept. Like, I talk action and application and accountability and check-in dates and where we are today, where we are in 90 days. So the first step to really taking something and manifesting it, like if you really go, how do I want to manifest this thought that I have? Number one, get crystal clear on what the thought looks like. A lot of people think and set goals that are way too ambiguous. Mm-hmm. I want to be happy. I want to have joy. I want to be successful. Oh my God, those are way too ambiguous, and you cannot ever hit a moving target, only if you're lucky. And I'm sorry, our lives are way too important to rely on luck, right? Mm-hmm. And so number one, you get crystal clear. And when I say crystal clear, Raquel, I mean, I want by this date, by June 30th, 2021, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern Standard Time.
Exactly. Like
specific.
I get really specific. A lot of my students that are on my campus, they have moved to such a level of specificity, it blows their own mind. Like they're so, and you really could see it when it's specific. And then, so you set a goal, set your macro goal, which is 2021, June 30th, 5 p.m. I want to have increased my revenue by whatever percentage, right? 100,000, 250,000, 50,000, whatever that is. I want to have reached an additional 100,000 people on all my social media platforms. I want my social media to have grown 6x. Whatever that goal is, really specific, give me the numbers. And then that's your macro goal. Then you set 90-day micro goals all the way back to today. So you look at, you get 3 years out, 2 years out, you get there 90 days at a time. Make sense?
Absolutely.
And those are your micro goals. And yep. So you set micro goals all the way out to your macro goals so that if you need to tweak anything, you only need to tweak a 90-day plan. You don't need to tweak a 3-year plan. Mm-hmm. And then the first, you set the macro goals. Second, you set the micro goals, 90 days. Third, you get an accountability community. I recommend the best number is 9 people. 5 is doable. If you can only get 2, get 2. But you get people who are running as fast or faster than you are. You can't be the super sauce in your circle. If you are, you're going to run the circle. They're going to let you off the hook. You get an accountability group, meet every 2 weeks for 59 minutes, no more. And it's simple. What are you up to? What action are you in toward that macro goal? Where are you stuck? Where do you need support in? What do you want to be celebrated for? 3 simple questions. You ask those questions every 2 weeks. And the call normally should be less than 59 minutes, but it can't be more than 59 minutes. You put those things in place and you will look up on June 30th, 2021, and you would have blown your own mind.
This is all you need to know, people. That's where the magic is. That's where the magic lies.
Yeah.
Lisa, thank you. I know you only have a few minutes left, so I have one more question that I ask all the Euro Magic guests, if you don't mind answering.
Not at all.
You're amazing. How would you advise the Euro Magic listeners to create their own magic?
I would advise create your magic by, one, the recognition that abundance is and has always been your birthright. So first is the awareness. It's letting it in, mentally and emotionally, feeling the feeling of, hold on, abundance is and has always been my birthright. The fact that I'm born, I get to have abundance. Second is to recognize abundance isn't something that you have to go get. Abundance is something you expand. You have beautiful relationships all around you. They just get to be made more beautiful by you. You don't have to go find a beautiful relationship. You can make the ones you're in beautiful. I've done it over and over and over again. I've taken relationships that did not feel good, and over a period of time, I can make them beautiful. I was telling someone yesterday in another interview that who I see in the mirror today, I'm blown away, because 30 years ago, I didn't see her. 30 years ago, I judged her. 30 years ago, I was angry at her mocha skin and her full lips and her round hips, because I measured my self-love on other people's appreciation for who I was. And now when I look in the mirror, gosh, I'm so kind and so loving to myself, you know, and I'm 30 years older and I love myself 10 times more. And so I would say to the magical lives and the magical people and the magical opportunity is emotionally fall in love with what you have at a whole new level. Re-choose every part of your life. Re-choose it and choose it like you've chosen it for the very first time. And then surround yourself. It might not be your biological community or the community that you've been dropped into, but go find the tribe of unicorns. Go find the tribe of unicorns that will allow you to put your unicorn horn on, and they don't expect you to be a horse. They don't expect you to hide your unicorn horn in your pocket. They celebrate your unicorn. We're out here. We're waiting on you. We love you. We honor you. We acknowledge you. And we cannot wait to see you and celebrate who you are becoming.
Oh, I have so many chills right now. And that reminds me, I remember when I first heard you talk about that, when you looked at yourself in the mirror. Then I did that when I was dealing with a lot of self-hatred and self-loathing. And I just looked in my eyes knowing that I'm the only one that really knows what she has been through.
Right.
It was hard, but I said, I love you. And then that really shifted a lot. Just that one little moment. When you look in your own eyes, you really can see your soul. You are the only one that knows. So
I want to just say this. If what I did, my turnaround point, Raquel, for that moment you just mentioned, mm-hmm. was when I did the mirror exercise, and you probably have heard me talk about
yep.
it. That mirror exercise was everything for me. Standing in the mirror, completing three sentences. Lisa, I'm proud that you, 7 different endings. Second sentence, Lisa, I forgive you for, 7 different endings. Lisa, I commit to you that, 7 different endings. I did it for 6 months straight, but I was depressed at the time. I recommend, if you're looking to create a magical life and fall more in love and celebrate yourself more, then just try for 28 days. I did it for much longer because I needed to, but I'm proud that you, I forgive you for, and I commit to you, and say your name before every sentence and complete each sentence 7 times. I just believe that there's a cemented love, a cemented acceptance. There's an expanded compassion that occurs that blankets you in a new level of love, acceptance, honoring, and appreciation of self, which spills over out of you into other people around you. And then life just feels so delicious.
Oh, this whole interview was so delicious and so powerful. Oh my gosh. There's so many nuggets that we can squeeze out of you in 30 minutes.
Well, you know, I love who you are. I've been texting with Johnny in the background, who's on my team, telling him I love her. So I want to boldly say something to you, and I want it to be a part of your podcast. It's our job as divine appointed aunties to change agents like you. I take it to be my job to pour into you. And so I'm grateful that you have allowed me to do it via video and cyber connection. And now we are one step closer. I'd like to solidify the deal, girl, and pour more into you. So I would love to invite you to be my special guest at our Speak and Write to Make Millions Encore, our very last time giving it. We'll be graduating into another program, but it happens in the month of November this year, and we'll have hundreds of people there. And I'd love for you to be my special guest, because I want you to be in the room with a bunch of dream builders like you, and I'd love to have you there if it works for you.
110%. I have tears. I have chills. Oh my gosh. Ah, I'm going to be jumping up and down when we exit this interview. Thank you.
You're welcome. I want you to be there. And I'm going to ask Johnny on my team to make sure he stays connected to you when you arrive so that I can have a personal connection with you and maybe bring you behind the black curtain behind the stage. Spend a moment with me so you can see a part of whatever you see to be your future unfolding. Because I think that I know that there's a phenomenal future in inspiring, touching, encouraging, celebrating, loving, and growing millions in your future. And I wanna help accelerate that, add some super turbo boost charge to that. And so we'll have my team bring you to me and to any of your tribe who wants to come through. They get to, we'll have Johnny work with you to set up a special link that if any of your tribe wants to come, then we give them a little special extra love if they want to come. But I want you to come and be poured into.
I love you.
I love you.
Thank you so much. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
I would love for so many of the listeners, the tribe, to come as well. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you for being you.
Welcome. Thank you for receiving me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for seeing the divinity in me and allowing the divinity in me to touch the divinity in you. Thank you for being Raquel. Thank you for being a stand for something big, something great, something audacious, something bold, and something very, very possible. I'm proud of you. I know you've heard that before, but I want you to hear it from me. I'm proud of you.
Okay, I have tears. Oh, wow. Where can everyone connect with you on social media?
They can connect at Lisa Nichols on Facebook. So there's a Lisa Nichols fan page. And on the other platforms, it's Lisa 2 Motivate, L-I-S-A, the number 2, Motivate, M-O-T-I-V-A-T-E, Lisa 2 Motivate on Instagram. On IG, it's Lisa 2 Motivate. And I'd love to, and at everyone, you're from this tribe, please say I'm from Raquel's crew, and so we can give you some extra love. And if anyone, I think Raquel, if you end up having tribe join you when you join me, it'll be great for you to post for those who are coming that they can, you guys can join each other for a Dutch dinner and you can see the faces.
Ooh, I love that. Yes.
Yeah. I've done that for a few other people that were, I'm like auntie too. I'm like, look, have your people come to my event. I'll do all the education at the event and you guys do the gathering in between at dinner time so you can see their faces and you all can go together. And it turns out really, really fun because you'll look up and 15 people showed up or 50 people showed up and you'll be surprised. And so you can run that parallel and we'll put on the production. So you just got to show up and be beautiful.
Oh my gosh, I can meet you, meet them. Oh my, I'm so excited for November.
All of it, all of it. I mean, it literally is super, super exciting.
Oh my, Lisa, you are a unicorn and I see your unicorn and I see you and I'm so grateful for you and I'll see you in November.
I'm looking forward to that. I have a hug with your name on it, Mama.
I have a huge hug with your name on it too, Mama.
All right, take care.
That magical episode felt so good. It felt, well, magical. I hope that you feel more expanded in some way, in many ways. And feel free to say hi to me and other listeners of the podcast, other like-minded individuals who are all into this kind of stuff at Your Own Magic Facebook group. It's a secret Facebook group. The link for that is in the show notes. And then keep an eye out for upcoming Your Own Magic retreats. Then also perhaps sign up for some guided meditations when you go to yourownmagic.life. The Soul Tribe exclusive site is $44.44 US dollars, by the way, but for an entire lifetime. I'm not going to charge you yearly anymore. I'm not going to charge you monthly unless you've been grandfathered in, but for $44.44 for life or for however long this site exists, you get not only these guided meditations, but also many spiritual tools and rituals, along with many soul expanding journalings to really listen in, tap into your divine guidance and listen to your guidance team for direction. And the most important thing is to really listen to your soul. That's something that I do in the mornings to increase my creativity and raise my frequency to welcome so much beauty and abundance throughout my day. And even if you don't sign up, I'm just telling you, spend the mornings for you, or if you're a night owl, spend time at night for you to unplug and tune inward and tap into divine guidance. Late, late nights, early mornings are the time where you can receive so much magic. Well, that's all my loves, my yomis, my soul fam. I hope you have a magical day.